Chapter 2. From Egypt to India. After Fogg left the passport office with his visa, he spoke to Passepartout in the street and then went back onto the Mongolia. The ship was waiting to travel down the Red Sea to Aden and then across the Arabian Sea to Bombay. When Fogg left his servant in the street, Fix went and spoke to Passepartout.
"Has your master been to the passport office for a visa?"
asked Fix.
"Yes, he has,"
answered Passepartout.
"Are we in Suez?"
"Yes, we are,"
said Fix.
"Suez in Egypt?"
asked Passepartout.
"That's right,"
said Fix.
"Egypt in Africa?"
asked Passepartout.
"Of course,"
said Fix.
"Really? It's all so strange for me, you know. I was working for my master, Mr. Phileas Fogg, in London, you see. I wanted a quiet life as a servant after years of traveling from place to place and doing different jobs. But then Mr. Fogg came home in the evening and told me that we were going to Paris by train and ship that night."
"I see. So you and your master left London very quickly then?"
asked Fix.
"Yes, we did. And after that, we hurried through France, my home country, and Italy too. We've been traveling for a week without stopping."
"Do you know Mr. Fogg well?"
"No, sir. I started my job with him on the day when we left England."
"Right. And where are you going now?"
We're going around the world in 80 days,"
said Passepartout.
"It's Mr. Fogg's idea."
"Right. And has Mr. Fogg got lots of money?"
"Yes, he has. He's got thousands of pounds with him for the journey."
"Are you going to visit anything in Egypt while you're here?"
No, we're not. We're traveling to Aden on the Mongolia this afternoon, and after that we're going to Bombay. But right now, I'm going to buy some new shirts and shoes for Mr. Fogg. We didn't bring much with us, you know. Only a small case. We left London very quickly, as I said."
"Well, I know a very good clothes shop here. I'll take you there, if you like,"
said Fix.
"Thank you very much,"
answered Passepartout. So Fix took Passepartout to the clothes shop at once, and he left him there looking at the shirts and shoes. After that, Fix went straight to the Suez post office. From there, he sent a telegram to Scotland Yard in London.
"Telegram. Gentleman thief, going to India. Send papers for me to arrest him there. Fix."
A short time later, Fix got on the Mongolia with Fogg and Passepartout, but they didn't see him arrive. After some days at sea, Passepartout met Fix on the ship.
"Hello, I know you. You helped me in Suez."
Passepartout said with a cheerful smile. Yes, that's right. I did. And you're the servant of that strange English man, answered the detective.
That's right, Mr.
Fix.
Are you going to Bombay too?
Yes, I am, said Fix. After that, they met and talked many times on the ship, and Fix always asked about Mr. Fogg.
Mr. Fix is a friendly man,
thought Passepartout. When the Mongolia stopped at Aden, Fogg went to the passport office there for a visa for his passport. After that, the ship crossed the Arabian Sea. They finally arrived in Bombay on October 20th, 2 days early. At 4:30 in the afternoon, Fogg and Passepartout left the ship. They went to get the next train to Calcutta, and it was leaving at 8:00. First, Fogg went to the passport office for a visa. Then he ate dinner at the station, but he wasn't very happy with the food there. That afternoon, Passepartout visited the temple at Malabar Hill, but he didn't take off his shoes when he went in, and visitors must always take off their shoes when they visit temples in India. The Indian priests at the temple were angry, so they pulled Passepartout's shoes off and shouted at him. Passepartout was scared, and he ran away without his shoes. At the same time, Fix went to the main Bombay police station and told them about Fogg.
I'm waiting for some important papers from Scotland Yard. Have you got any news about them for me?
Asked Fix. But there was no news from London. That evening, Fogg and Passepartout got on the train for Calcutta. At the train station, Fix heard Passepartout tell Fogg about his visit to the temple at Malabar Hill.
Good,
he thought.
They've broken the law here in India, and maybe I can arrest them for that. I must learn more.
So Fix stayed in Bombay. The next day, when the train stopped at Burhanpur, Passepartout bought some Indian slippers to wear. After 2 more days, the train stopped in the village of Kolbi, and everyone got off. Engineers were working on the railway, and it wasn't finished. There were 80 kilometers without a railway between Kolbi and Allahabad. So in Kolbi, Passepartout found an elephant to take them to Allahabad, and Fogg bought it from its owner for £2,000. Then Fogg, Passepartout, and a young Indian guide rode off on it.
What will Mr. Fogg do with the elephant when we arrive in Allahabad?
Passepartout worried. After 2 days' journey, they stopped near a temple in the village of Pillaji. The old Indian prince there was dead, and his beautiful young wife, the princess, had to die with him in a big fire. This happened a lot in India in those days.
We must help that woman,
said Fogg. Passepartout listened to his master and smiled. Early the next day, the priests started the fire. In the orange light, Fogg saw something strange.
It amazed the priests and Fogg, too. The prince stood up and brought the princess out of the fire. The prince and his wife came nearer. Fogg looked carefully at the prince. But it wasn't the prince. It was Passepartout in the prince's clothes.
"We must hurry, Mr. Fogg. Quickly, let's go,"
said Passepartout quietly to Fogg. Suddenly, the priests saw the dead prince's body on the fire. So the man in the prince's clothes wasn't the prince. When the priests saw that, they were very angry. Fogg, Passepartout, the princess, and the Indian guide left very quickly on the elephant.